Good tidings of great joy.
Indaba ezinhle zokuthokoza.
This is our theme for the conference.
Ileso isihloko sale mbuthelo.
What are you searching for?
Uyikuphi okufunayo na?
Is it fun and friends and fame and fortune?
Ngabe ufuna nje injabulo, ukuba nabangani nempumelelo?
Is it popularity or prestige or power?
Noma ufuna udumo, ukwaziwa noma ube namandla.
Have you noticed all those very impressive large Christmas trees in shopping malls?
Senake nazibona lezo zihlahle inkulu ezinhle ehlotshiswe kahle ezikakhisimusi ezitolo noma kuma shopping center.
Surely you've noticed those beautifully wrapped presents piled up under most of these trees.
Ngeqiniso ngiyakhola ukuthi nike nabona ama presents asongwe kahle efakwe ngaphansi kwalezo zihlahla lezo.
You will see many children's eyes wide as they look at these bright, shiny, shimmering packages with beautiful, attractive ribbons around them.
Uzobona ingane ziwakhiphe wonke amehlo, ziheheka, zidonswa ilobukhazikhazi nalezi zipho ezisongiwe zifakwe phansi kwalezi zihlahla.
Over the years, when my children were very young, each one asked me, "What's in those boxes?" And the answer is absolutely nothing. They are beautifully wrapped and they are attractively presented. But the presents under these trees are all empty. The world offers you so much. But in the end, it turns out to be empty. The world, the flesh, and the devil promise you everything.
Izwe, inyama, usathane, ukuthembisa konke.
Anything your heart could desire, they promise.
Yonke leyo nto oyifisayo noyilangazelayo bathembisa yona.
If only you will buy their product or their service.
Uma kuphela ukuzothenga lezo zipho zabo noma lezo zinto abayithengisayo.
You are promised all the fun and the fame and the fortune you could possibly desire.
Uthenjiswa impumelelo, inzebo, udumo, konke uthenjiswa kona kule package.
All the popularity and power and prestige that you could possibly want.
Uthenjiswe udumo, uthi uzoduma, uzoba usaziwa.
But like all those alluring presents under the Christmas trees, the promises of the world turn out to be disappointingly empty.
Njengalawo mabhokisi ahlobisile ngaphansi kwesihlahla angenalutho kuyilokho izwe elithembisa kona izithembiso ezingenalutho.
Those who pursue materialism will find merry-go-rounds that get them nowhere.
Labo abalandela izinto eziphathekayo bahamba besukela zona kodwa bagcine bengatholanga lutho.
Like a maze that gets you lost.
Njenga
these mazes where you go in, but it's all leading nowhere. All these dead-end streets, cul-de-sacs that are absolutely going nowhere. What the world offers will frustrate your desires.
Lokhu izwe elikuthembisa khona liyophuthumisa izifiso zakho.
Hedonism, living for pleasure. Hedonism, living for pleasure.
Ukuba umhedeni, uphilela nje ukuthokoza.
Or existentialism, living for the moment.
Noma uphilela nje isikhathi samanje.
These prove to be short-sighted.
Kuyinto nje lokho eveza ukuthi umuntu ubuka kadlini.
Meaningless. empty, purposeless. What are you searching for? What is your purpose in life? What is in the boxes that the world has been giving you? I speak as one who was brought up in a non-Christian family. There was no prayer or Bible reading or Sunday school in my home. I grew up without church, without the Lord, without any knowledge of spiritual things. I can tell you for myself and everyone in my family, my parents, my brother, my sisters, it was all empty. Everything the world offered and gave us, it was empty. Don't waste your time on the empty boxes of this world. The time wasting trends, this treadmill of trends and fashions and fads, they're ultimately frustrating. Do not settle for less than God's very best. God gives the best to those who leave the choice to Him. And you will seek me, and you will find me, when you search for me with all your heart. What are you searching for in life? What is the chief end of man? To glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. That is the first question and answer in the Catechism. Christmas should remind us of the danger of missing out on what is most important. We read in the Bible, there was no room for them in the inn. They missed out on the greatest opportunity of a lifetime. How must all those innkeepers of Bethlehem feel? They turned away the greatest man ever to be born. They had no room for Emmanuel, God with us. They could not accommodate the Creator. The eternal judge before whom each one of us must stand on the day of judgment. They missed the opportunity of all time. They could have welcomed the Holy Family, but they missed out. They missed out. Our Lord Jesus was born in a stable, in a cave.
Inkosi yethu Jesu Kristu yazalelwa esitebeleni emkhonjeni.
Amongst farm animals.
Ezalelwa phakathi kwezilwane zase eplazini.
No hygiene, no sanitation.
Akungekho ukuhlanzeka, kungekho ukucwelisiseka kwendawo.
Wise men traveled great distances to worship the King of Kings.
Izazi zahamba amabanga amade ukuba ziyoyidumisa inkosi yamakhosi.
The shepherds on the hillside, they came and worshipped.
Abelusi nabo ohlangothini labo beza ukuba bezoyidumisa inkosi.
But where was the mayor of Bethlehem?
Kodwa babekuphi abaseBethlehem?
There's no indication that any of the elders or the leading citizens of Bethlehem acknowledged the greatest event to ever take place in Bethlehem before or since.
Kodwa kuyacaca kuyavela ukuthi akekho omdala nabaholi basezweni laseBethlehem ababenesikhathi nababanozwelo lokuba bavule izindlu zabo ukuba zizale umsindisi.
They missed out on the greatest opportunity and event ever.
Balahlekelwa yithuba elikhethekile ingunaphakade.
Where was the high priest?
Wayekuphi umpriesti omkhulu?
Where was King Herod?
Wayekuphi unkosi Herod?
It is extraordinary to note that the entire priesthood of Israel.
Kuyajabukisa ukuthi bonke abapriesti abakhona bakwa-Israyeli.
All the thousands employed in the temple, they missed the birth of the Messiah, the whole purpose of their existence.
Zonke inkulungwane ezikashiwe ezisebenzayo ethempelini zalahlekelwa ilezindaba ezinkulu zokuba zimbone uKristu.
He came unto his own, and his own did not receive him.
Weza kokwakhe kodwa okwakhe akumamukelanga.
At his birth, there was no room for Jesus. In any of the homes or inns of Bethlehem. Today, there seems to be no room for Jesus at the UN. They are unfriendly, they are ungodly, they're unregenerate, they're just un.
Abana njabulo, abana thokoza, abana Musa, abana Kristu. Konke nje abana.
Nor is there space for Jesus in the Xmas cards.
Akekho uKristu kulamakhadi athi mas.
In most of the schools and most of the music, no place for Jesus.
Ezikoleni eziningi emculweni eculwayo akekho uKristu phakathi.
Even nativity scenes are discouraged and even banned in many cities and countries around the world.
Nezinto nemkhosi ephathelene noKristu iya ichithwa nasemazweni.
Is there room in your heart for Jesus?
Ikhona yini indawo kaKristu enhlizweni yakho na?
Let's talk about gifts and giving.
Ake sikhulume ngezipho nokupha.
As we remember his birthday this Christmas,
njengoba sikhumbula ukuzalwa kwakhe ngoChristmas,
we should ask, what gift will you give to Jesus?
Sidinga ukuba sizibuze umbuzo, ukuthi isiphi isipho ozosinikeza uJesu.
We need to remember and we need to remind people whose birthday we are celebrating.
Sidinga ukuba sizibuze, sibuzane futhi ukuthi ibirthday kabani, usuku labani lokuzalwa esiligubhayo.
We should not think of Christmas as a time for getting, but a time for giving.
Akufanele sicabange ukuthi uChristmas isikhathi sokwamukela, kodwa kumele sicabange ukuthi isikhathi sokupha.
And especially, what are we going to give the one whose birthday it is?
Kakhulu ukuba sizibuze ukuthi sizomnikani lokhu yena kusuku lakhe lokuzalwa.
What can you give to our Lord Jesus Christ?
Kuyini ongayinikeza inkosi yethu Jesu Kristu na?
What gifts would be appropriate for the King of Kings? For the Lord of Lords. The Creator. The Eternal Judge. Our Savior and our Redeemer. Andrew brought a little boy to Jesus. The little boy gave Jesus his lunch.
Five loaves
and two fish.
But
with that little food, our Lord Jesus fed thousands. Jesus can do a lot with a little. Our Lord Jesus pointed out that the widow puts in more than all the rest. The widow's mite, the smallest coin they had.
It
might have been small in the eyes of so many around. But the Lord, knowing how little she had, realized she had put in all that she could possibly give.
UJesu asked ukuthi unomncane kangakanani, waqonda ukuthi nguye onikele ngokukhulu kunabo bonke.
Mary gave our Lord Jesus a gift of expensive perfume.
UMaria wanikela kuJesu ngamaperfume enani eliphezulu.
She effectively anointed him for burial.
Empeleni uye wakuba owamgcobayo lapho engcwabo.
She poured this expensive perfume on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair.
Uyu Mariya wathatha la maphefumu abizayo wawathela enyaweni zenkosi wasula inyawo ngeenwele zakhe.
Zacchaeus hosted Jesus in his own and honored him by doing restitution and giving of his ill-gotten gains to the poor.
Uzakewu uyo wamamkela uJesu ekugcineni ekukhonzeni kwakhe wabe eseba ngo onikela ngokugcina kwakhe.
Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
UJesu uthi uma ningithanda noma ungithande uyogcina imiyalo yakhe.
What can you give the Lord Jesus?
Ikuphi ongakunikeza uJesu na?
You can give him your attention.
Ungamnikeza ukulalela kwakho.
Study his word.
Ufunda izwi lakhe.
Learn his law.
Ufunde imiyalo yakhe.
Get to know the word of God.
Ufunde uliqonde izwi
lenkosi. And get to know the God of the word.
Bese umqonda uNkulunkulu wethu.
Meditate on his word, the Bible.
Uzidle emazwini akhe okuyizwi lenkosi iBhayibheli.
Determined to put first things first.
Uzimisele ukuba ubeke izinto zokuqala, okokuqala kube ngokokuqala.
Bible before breakfast.
IBhayibheli kube isidlo sasekuseni.
Scripture before supper.
Kube umbhalo ngokudla kwasekuseni.
Psalm before lunch.
Iculo ngaphambi kokuba udle isidlo sasemini.
Whatever works in your schedule, but make sure you feed the soul and the mind before the body. Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from God. Read through the whole Bible this year. That would only take 10 to 12 minutes a day.
There are 1,187
chapters in the Bible. If you read just 4 chapters of the Bible a day, you will be able to read through the whole Bible in 1 year. How How can you know His will unless you read His word? To obey is better than sacrifice. Determine to obey God. Dedicate your life to obeying the first commandment God gave, the cultural mandate. Genesis 1:28. Care for God's creation. Plant trees. Cultivate gardens. Remember, deforestation causes droughts. Deforestation, chopping down trees, it causes droughts. In Cape Town, we had our dams looking like this. This is one of the dams of Cape Town. Empty. Why? Our government chopped down millions of trees in the Cape Peninsula, and believe it or not, we got less rain.
Manje eCape Town nelinye lamadamu leli khona uhulumeni wakhona wasika ihlahla wasika ihlahla isigcino sebe yindawo enje engenamanzi ingakho futhi bengenazo nezimvula.
We were carrying buckets of water around, no water in the taps because of deforestation. It's serious. We must plant more trees than we cut down.
Manje besehla senyuka namabhakete sihamba siyofuna amanzi, amanzi awekho, kudalwe yini ukusikwa kwezihlahla. Bekumele ukuba sitshale izihlahla eziningi kunokuba sizicekele phansi.
Adopt animals.
Bese sinakekele izilwane.
Recognize that all animals belong to God.
Siqonde ukuthi zonke izilwane zingezikaNkulunkulu.
I like cats. I don't have any problems with rats at our mission or at our home because we've got lots of cats. Care for the environment. Cape Town, we have storms. We've had ships sink, like this oil tanker, this treasure, it was a Chinese oil tanker, sank off the coast of Cape Town.
Oil,
thousands of tons of oil polluting our shores and killing our sea life, our bird life.
Inkulungwane zamalitha ka oil wachitheka lapho lwandle wacekela phansi imvelo.
Like many others, we closed our mission, we all went and we cleaned up and we rescued penguins and cleaned them up. We all must do what we can to secure the well-being of God's animals. Collectively in Cape Town, we saved the lives of 50,000 penguins back in the year 2000 when the MV Treasure sank.
Ndawonye le eCape Town ngokuhlanganyela sasiza sahlangula iinkulungwane zalelu hlobo lwenyoni.
We were told you can't save them all.
Sasitshelwa ukuthi asikwazi ukuba sisindise ezingaphezu kwalezi sisindisile.
Maybe, but we can save some.
Yebo, mhlambe singefinyelela kodwa singakwazi ukusindisa ingxenye.
80,000 people volunteered their time and we saved almost all the penguins around the Cape.
80,000 wabantu behlangene ndawonye bakwazi ukuba bazivikele cishe zonke lezi nyoni eCape Town.
My wife Lenora and I, we were involved in campaigns to protect rhinos from poaching.
Udokotela nomama wakwakhe bebesemkhankasweni ukuthi babe balwisane nokuhlaselwa kobhejane.
These poor little rhinos, orphaned because of poachers shooting their mothers and fathers, they need to be cared for too.
Lezi lwane lezi sesiphenduke zabazintandane zilahleke lobaba bazinoma bazo ngenxa yabantu abazingela ngomngemthetho.
We need to care for God's creatures.
Sidinga ukuba sinakekele indalo kaNkulunkulu.
Yes, baby giraffes need milk too. And baby rhinos. Treat animals with the care and diligence of those who must give an account to the Creator and the Eternal Judge.
Sinakekele imvelo kaNkulunkulu, senzele futhi labo abayesayodinga ukuba baphendule phambi kaNkulunkulu ngokunaka noma ngokungazinakekeli izilwane noma imvelo kaNkulunkulu.
The Bible says in Proverbs 12 verse 10.
IBhayibheli lithi kwiZaga 12 verse 10.
A good man is kind to his animals.
Indoda elungile inene ezilwaneni zayo.
But the wicked are cruel to theirs.
Kodwa inongalungile akazinakekeli akayiphathi kahle izilwane zayo.
Be kind to God's animals.
Iba nozwelo ezilwaneni zikaNkulunkulu.
Ensure that animals have access to fresh, clean water.
Wenze isiqiniseko sokuthi izilwane zikaNkulunkulu ziyathola amanzi acwebile namanzi aphilayo.
If you're thirsty, so are they.
Uma wena unxaniwe, kanjalo nabo bayanxaba.
Do not waste food.
Ungalahli ukudla.
Think of your pets and the wild birds and the other animals you could benefit. Even if you've got crumbs, put it on the grass where they can access it too.
Awucabange ngey'ngulube ney'nyoni zezulu. Uma noma ngabe imvuthuluka ewetafuleni, ungavani uyilahle nje kodwa nakekela lezo zilwane.
We now have a flock of guinea fowl that have moved into our home because we have a practice of putting crumbs on the lawn and now they think there's a good place to stay.
Sinomhlambi wamajuba ofika ekhaya lethu ngoba njalo sinomkhuba wokuthi sibeke imvuthuluka yesinkwa bese sifika sizodla.
Do not litter.
Singangcolisi silahle noma kuphi.
Especially plastic litter, it all ends up by the oceans.
Kakhulu inokudodwa woplastiki ulahle yonke indawo eduze osekwini lolwandle.
Rainfall and gravity means it's going to flow through the gutters and end up in the oceans.
Ngokuna kwemvula nezikhukhula lowo dodwa olahle ebudedengu noma kanjani uzogcina usolwandle.
And communities can begin to look like this if people litter.
Nabantu bangabophenduka babe kanje babukeke kanje uma abantu beqhubeka belahla noma kanjani udodwa.
This is disgusting.
Lokhu into engachazeki.
This is a crime against our Creator who gave us a beautiful world.
Lokhu ubugebengu lobu obenziwa emvelweni kaNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu asinikezeyo.
Do not litter. Recycle wherever possible.
Ungalahli udodi kodwa yenza isiqiniseko sokuthi uyawuqoqa udodi ukuze uhambe uyokwenziwa kabi.
Be thoughtful and considerate.
Yiba ngocabanga.
If you drop it on the ground, somebody else has to pick it up.
Ucabanga ukuthi uma wena ulahla nje kukhona umuntu odinga ukuthi awuqoshe lo dodi wakho ulahlile.
Obey the Great Commission.
Ugcine umyalelo omkhulu.
Make Christ's Great Commission your supreme ambition.
Menze uKristu abe semqoka kube nguye umuntu oyikho konke noma obuka kuye.
Dedicate your life to making disciples.
Unikele impilo yakho ukuba wenze abafundi.
Teaching obedience to all things the Lord commands.
Bese ufundisa ukuthobeka kulokho uNkulunkulu akakutshele khona.
Introduce other people to Christ.
Yethula abanye abantu kuChrist.
Witness for Christ.
Fakazela uChrist.
Be alert to evangelistic opportunities.
Sebenzisa amathuba okuvangela uhambise ivangeli.
Give Christ your love.
Mnikeze uChristu impilo yakho.
Your devotion. Your worship, your adoration.
Ukuzinikela kwakho, ukusebenza kwakho, ukunikele kuKristu.
Give him your heart.
Mnikeze inhliziyo yakho.
And your mind.
Nengqondo yakho.
Your hands.
Izandla zakho.
And your feet.
Inyawo zakho.
Think of it this way. Head, heart, hands.
Ucabange ngale ndlela. Ikhanda, inhliziyo, izandla.
Body, mind and spirit.
In umzimba nengqondo nomphefumulo.
Devote your time and your treasure and your talents.
Nigela ngempilo yakho ngesikhathi sakho ngalokho kuyigugu kwakho.
To Christ and to his kingdom.
Ukunikele kuKristu nasembusweni wakhe.
Use your initiative and your energy to advance the kingdom of God.
Nigeza noma sebenzisa lokho nakho amandla nawo ukuba uqhubezele umbuso kaNkulunkulu.
Be wholehearted and persevere until the end.
Faka inhliziyo yakho yonke uphikelele kuze kube sekugcineni.
Give Christ all that you have.
Nikeza uKristu konke lokho nawo.
Does Jesus have all of you that there is to have?
Ngabe uKristu unakho konke yini okunguwe afanele ukuthi abe nakho na?
Jesus says that that widow gave all that she had.
UJesu uthi lo mfelokazi unikele ngakho konke na.
What have you given to God?
Wena kuyikuphi okunikile wakunikela uKristu na?
Have you made promises that you've gone back on?
Ngabe uzenzile yini izithembiso na?
Have you made commitments that you've not honored?
Ngabe wenzile yini izithembiso ongazifezanga na?
Jesus said, first leave your gift at the altar and go and be reconciled with your strange brother.
UJesu uthi beka umnikelo wakho bese uphuthuma ukuyisane nomzalwane wakho.
Make that phone call.
Wenze lokho kube semqondo.
Write that letter.
Bhala leyo ncwadi.
Forgive as God has forgiven you.
Uthethelele njengalokhu uNkulunkulu ekuthethelele.
Ask for forgiveness if that is necessary.
Ucele futhi ukuthethelelwa uma kudingekile.
Do restitution if you need to.
Yenze ukuyisana uma kufanele ukwenze.
Return what you borrowed.
Buyisela impahla oyibolekile.
Repair what you broke.
Khande okubulele.
These would be acceptable gifts and sacrifice of praise that we could present to our Lord and Savior on His birthday.
Lokho kungaba izipho esingakwazi ukuba sizinikele kuKristu umsindisi wethu ngosuku lakhe lokuzalwa.
Wise men still seek Christ.
Izazi zahamba zimfuna uKristu.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
Funani kuqala umbuso kaNkulunkulu nokulunga kwakhe, khona ke konke okunye kuyanezelwa kini.
For unto us a child is born.
Ngokuba sizalelwe umntwana.
Isaiah 9 verse 1 to 7 we read the word of the Lord.
Encwadini kaIsaiah 9 verse lokuqala kuya kwelesikhombisa.
Nevertheless the gloom will not be upon her who is distressed, as when at first he lightly esteemed the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and after it's more heavily oppressed her by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, in Galilee of the Gentiles.
This is 1 to 7.
Well, the first two.
Kepha ukuhelela akuyi kuba khona kohluphekayo njengesikhathi esedlule senza ukuba kufiliswe izwe lakaZebuluni nezwe lakwana Naphtali isikhathi esizayo siyakwenza ukuba ikhazimule indlela yolwandle ngaphesheya kweJordan isifunda sabezizwe.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice as they divide the plunder. For you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the days of Midian.
Abantu abahamba ebumnyameni babona ukukhanya okukhulu abaseze ezweni lethunzi lokufa ukukhanya kuyakubakhanyisela uyakwandisa izizwe ukhulise intokozo yazo bathokoza phambi kwakho njengokuthokoza ekuvuneni njengalokhu abantu bethokoza ekwabeleni kwabo impango ngokuba ijoka lomthwalo wabo nenduku yamahlombe abo noswazi lomhluphi wabo uyakwaphula njengasosukwini lukaMidiyani.
For every warrior's sandal from the noisy battle and garments rolled in blood will be used for burning and fuel of fire.
Ngokuba zonke izicathulo ezifakiweyo esiyalwini sokulwa nezingubo ezigqokiwe egazini ziyakuba ngezokushiswa.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father.
Ngokuba sizalelwe umntwana siphiwe indodana umbuso uyakuba semahlombe akhe negama lakhe liyakuthiwa umluleki omangalisayo uNkulunkulu onamandla uyise ongunaphakade inkosi yokuthula.
Prince of peace, of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice. From this time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it.
Umbuso uyakuba mkhulu, ukuthula kungabi nakuphela, esihlalweni sobukhosi sikaDavide nasembusweni wakhe, ukuze uqiniswe, usekelwe ngokwahlulela nangokulunga, kusukela manje kuze kube phakade. Ukushisekela kukaJehova Sebaothi kuyakwenza lokho.
Isaiah is a mini Bible in structure. Like the Bible, Isaiah has 66 chapters.
U-Isaiah unezahluko ezu-66.
And it's got two main sections.
Bese uba nengxenye ezu-2.
There are 39 chapters in the first section of Isaiah.
Bese ingxenye yokuqala ka-Isaiah inezahluko ezu-39.
Just like the Old Testament.
NjengeNew Testament elijalo.
There are 27 chapters in the second section of Isaiah.
Bese ingxenye yesibili ka-Isaiah iba nezahluko ezu-27.
Just like the New Testament.
NjengeNew Testament elisha.
The Old Testament begins with God's case against man because of his sin.
iTestament elidala liqala ngesiqalekiso ngenxa yesono esenziwa umuntu.
Isaiah opens in the same way.
Kanjalo no-Isaiah uvula ngaleyo ndlela.
The first section of Isaiah closes with the prophecy of the coming King of Righteousness and the redemption of God's people.
U-Isaiah ingxenye ika-Isaiah yokuqala ivala ngesimemezelo somsindiso yakufika.
And the Old Testament prophets end the same way.
Kanjalo iTestamente elidala liprofethe ngendlela efanayo.
And then the second section of Isaiah, chapter 40, opens with the voice of him who cries in the wilderness.
Ingxenye yesibili ka-Isaiah ivula ngezwi lomemezayo ihlaya.
And then it is concerned with the person of the Messiah.
Bese likhuluma ngoMesiya.
The New Testament also opens with John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus, preparing his way.
Bese iTestamente elisha liqala livula ngoJohane ememeza ukuba kulungiswe indlela yeNkosi.
Isaiah ends with a vision of new heavens and a new earth wherein dwell righteousness.
Bese uIsaya phethe ngombono wezulu elisha nomhlaba omusha.
The New Testament closes in the same way in Revelation.
Kanjalo iTestamente elisha liphetha kanjalo encwadini yesambulo.
That's why I say Isaiah is the Bible in miniature.
Ingakho ngithi uIsaya
This similarity between Isaiah and the whole Bible is striking. It's unforgettable.
Manje okufanayo nokuchazwa kwalo kuIsaiah kunokuhlanganana.
Isaiah 9 verse 1. Nevertheless, there shall be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. These were the first two sections of Israel to fall to the invasion by Assyria. God sends distress upon disobedient nations. For the guilty, there is gloom.
Kodwa kulowo onecala kukhona okuqhumayo.
God judges nations.
Unkulunkulu wahlulela izizwe.
God humbles the proud.
Unkulunkulu uyathobisa abaziphakamisayo.
God resists the proud.
Unkulunkulu uyamelana nokuziqhenya.
But he gives grace to the humble.
Kodwa unikeza umusa kwabazithobayo.
But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan.
Kodwa esikhathini esizayo uyakulingcwelisa iJordani.
God is merciful. He intervenes in history. He works salvation and deliverance.
Uyangenelela fake insindiso
nokukhuluma. This is what grace means.
Yilokho okuchazwa igama elithi
umusa. Undeserved favor.
Umusa esingawufanele.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light.
Tibhayibheli abantu abahambe kumnyameni babonile ukukhanya okumangalisayo.
On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
Labo abahamba ethunzini lobumnyama sekukhanya ukukhanya sekuvele.
This prophecy, of course, had its fulfillment when God Himself, in the person of Jesus Christ, appeared and preached the gospel in the land of Zebulun and Naphtali in Galilee of the Gentiles.
Lokhu kugcwaliseka isiprofetho somuntu afike eshumayela ezweni lakaZebhuluni.
In the most unexpected places,
endaweni engathi ezingalindelekile,
at the least expected times,
esikhathini esingazange sise sicabangele,
God intervenes.
UNkulunkulu angenelele.
Even in the worst of times,
ngisho nasesikhathini mhlambe singathi akusiso,
God's people have a comfort.
Kodwa abantu bakaNkulunkulu bathole induduzo.
We are hard pressed on every side.
Singama priest abakhulu.
But we are not crushed.
Kodwa asiqedwe.
Perplexed. But not in despair.
Yebo siyahlushwa kodwa asiqedwe.
Persecuted, but not abandoned.
Yebo siyahlushwa kodwa asishiywa.
Struck down, but not destroyed.
Sishawe phansi kodwa singacikeleki.
We might be knocked down, but we're not knocked out. We get up again.
Yebo kungenzeka siwele phansi kodwa asipheli phansi siphinde siyakwazi ukuphinda sivuke futhi.
Where sin increased, God's grace increased much more.
Lapho isono sikhula, umusa kaNkulunkulu ukhula kakhulu.
No matter how dark things may become, God's light shines brighter.
Akukhathaleki ukuthi ubumnyama buza ngamandla angakanani, kodwa inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu ikhanya kakhulu, iyikhanya igqama kakhulu.
All the darkness cannot put out a single candle.
Yebo ubumnyama abukunakwazi ukubeka ngisho ikhandla elilodwa.
This is the motto of Geneva, the great Reformation city. Post tenebras lux, out of the darkness, light.
Isaka sase Geneva abasebenzisayo ukuthi la kunobumnyama khona faka ukukhanya.
I form the light and I create darkness. I bring prosperity and I create disaster. I, the Lord, do all these things. When the gospel comes to any place, light comes, a great light.
Lapho kufika ivangeli, noma kumnyama kangakanani, kulobo kumnyama kufukukhanya.
Those who live in darkness, those who are outside of Christ,
laba abaphila ebumnyameni, laba abaphila ngaphandle kwaKristu bengakholelwa kuKristu,
they have no God,
abanayo uNkulunkulu,
no forgiveness.
No
forgiveness.
Abanakho abakwazi ukuthethelela.
No salvation.
Ayikho insindiso.
No hope.
Alikho ithemba.
No heaven.
Alikho izulu.
Only darkness and despair.
Kuphela ukumnyama nokulahla.
It came from nothing.
Sifikele nje.
Going nowhere.
Uhamba awazi ukuthi uyaphi.
Life is meaningless.
Ukukhanya kusho lutho kuwe.
That's what the atheist has. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at a harvest. As men rejoice when dividing the plunder. The nation of Israel had been severely judged and diminished in size. It lost two of its provinces, Zebulun and Naphtali. Yet the word of God came through Isaiah to comfort his people. To reassure them that despite their present traumatic cutting off and diminishing, yet the time will come when God himself will enlarge the nation and increase their joy. Everyone rejoices over success and achievement and prosperity like at a harvest. And over gaining a victory or receiving a gift. Yes, we would rejoice at that. God's intervention will accomplish the salvation of his people. He will achieve redemption for those to whom he grants the gifts of faith and repentance. He will bless his children with the greatest gifts ever given. The forgiveness of sins. Deliverance from the kingdom of Satan. Entrance into the kingdom of God. Adoption into the family of God. Those who sow with tears will reap with joy. For as in the days of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressors.
Luka Midian.
The Lord has intervened. He has ended the oppression of sin and Satan. Into our darkness, His light has shone. At the beginning of His ministry, our Lord quoted from Isaiah 61.
Ekaleni kwekushumayela kwakhe uNkulunkulu ucaphuna encwadini kaIsaiah 61.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, recovery of sight for the blind, release to the captives.
Umoya wenkosi uJehova phezu kwami ngokuba uJehova ungigcobile ukuba ngishumayele izindaba ezinhle kwababoshiweyo. Ungithumile ukubopha abanhliziyo ezahlukileyo.
Every warrior's boot used in battle, every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. That's Isaiah 9 verse 5.
Isaiah 9 verses number 5. Ngokuba zonke izicathulo ezifakiweyo eziyalweni sokulwa nezingubo ezigqokiwe egazini ziyakuba ngezokushiswa zidliwe ngumlilo.
The wicked will be judged. Those who oppress God's people will be destroyed. The message of Christmas is not only a message of God's love for His people. It's also a message of God's wrath against sin.
Kodwa futhi kuwumbiko wolaka likaNkulunkulu emelana nesono.
We see here not only His mercy but His justice.
Lana asiboni nje kuphela umusa wakhe kodwa futhi sibona nokuhlulela kwakhe.
He saves but He also judges.
Uyasindisa kodwa futhi uyahlulela.
The message of the cradle includes a message of the cross and of the crown.
Umbiko wesiphambano usho umbiko wesiphambano kanye nomqhele.
The wood of the cradle should remind us of the wood of the cross.
Lesiyasigodo lesi kumele sisikhumbuze isiphambano.
The Christmas message of the cradle should emphasize the deity of Christ's incarnation. God became man.
Umbiko kaChristmas lefanele usikhumbuze ngomqhele kaChrist.
But the purpose of Christ's coming was the cross. He was born to die as an atonement for our sin.
Inhloso kaChrist ukuba eze weza ukuba asifele esiphambanweni ukuze asizale kabusha asephule ezulwini.
Yet, the Savior, His incarnation, we remember at Christmas, will come again as the eternal judge.
Yebo, lo Kristu esimkhumbulayo ngokuzalwa ozozalwa ngoChristmas. Yena lo Kristu ozozalwa sikhumbula futhi ukuthi uyobuya ezosahlulela.
The first time He came as a lamb, the next time He will come as a lion.
Okokuqala uza njengewundlu, okwesibili uyobuya njenganebhubesi.
We will all have to stand before His judgment throne.
Thina sonke siyadinga ukuba sime ngaphambi kwesihlalo sakhe sokwahlulela.
Every one of us will have to give an account of ourselves to God of everything we have said and everything we have done.
Thina sonke sidinga ukuba sime phambi kwesihlalo sikaThixo uNkulunkulu bese sizilanda ngalokho esikwenzile.
Unless we have turned to God in faith and repented of our sins, then we will be condemned.
Ngaphandle kokuba sibuyele kuKristu sizilahle sizisole ngezono zethu, siyakuba ngabalahliweyo.
If our lives have not borne the fruit of obedience, we too will be destined for burning.
Uma impilo zethu zingazange zithele izithelo zokuthobeka, nathi siyoba ngabalahliweyo sibe ngabantu bokushisa.
Along with those guilty of innocent blood, we will be fuel for the fire.
Uma sitholakale nathi singabantu abanecala legazi, siyoba njengalophetroli emlilweni.
For unto us a child is born.
Ngokuba sizalelwe umntwana.
Everyone loves the birth of a child.
Wonke umuntu uyathanda ukuzalwa komntwana.
Well, almost everyone.
Yebo, cishe wonke umuntu.
There are those who prefer abortion to birth.
Kukhona labo abakhetha ukuthi bazi kushula izisu.
Instead of life, there are those who choose death.
Labo abakhetha esikhuleni sokukhetha ukuphila abakhetha ukufa.
But most of us find a newborn child cute.
Kodwa cishe iningi lethu siyakuthokozela futhi siyesibone umntwana ozelwe ukuthi muhle kanjani.
That is why most people celebrate Christmas.
Kungaleyo ndlela abantu abaningi bewugubha uChristmas.
A baby in a manger seems so unthreatening, so harmless.
Umntwana ezelwe esemkhombeni ubukeka engenako ukwesaba noma kungasabisi.
However, some atheists feel very threatened. Every Christmas season, the American Civil Liberties Union institutes lawsuits against public manger scenes. And radical humanists, even our country, are looking for opportunities to prevent and banish from the public all expressions of the Christian faith.
Kodwa bakhona abanye abantu nakwamanye amazwe abamelanayo nalokho ababona njengalento esabisayo eletha ukwesaba ukuzalwa kukaKristu ukukhumbula uKhisimusi. Ongangokuthi ngisho nakulo leli lakithi izwe basafuna indlela neyintuba abangenza ngalo ukuthi ligcine lususiwe luvaliwe lolu suku lokukhumbula ukuzalwa kaKristu.
Perhaps they understand something of the immense significance and implications of a baby in a manger.
Mhlasimbe banalo banakho ukuqonda okuthize ngalo mntwana noma ngophawu lalo mntwana ozelwe emkhonjini.
The God of the ages lying in a feeding trough in a stable.
Ukuthi uNkulunkulu omngunaphakade azalwe emkhonjweni wenkomo.
Not born in the palace, not born in the temple.
Angazalelwa esigodlweni, angazalelwa ethempelini.
Not even born in a home. But outside of human habitation, born in the cold amongst farm animals.
Angazalelwa ngisho ekhaya, angazalelwa endaweni lapha abantu engathi endaweni lapha abantu ngokujwayelekile bezotholela khona abantwana, kodwa ayozalelwa phakathi kwezilwane.
But aside from neurotic atheists, most people feel drawn to the story of a baby born in a manger.
Yebo ke ngaphandle kwalabo abangakhulelwa kuKristu kodwa abantu abaningi banaloku kujabula bethokozela ukuzalwa komntwana.
With angels singing.
Ukucula kwengelosi.
Shepherds kneeling.
Abelusi bethoba
Wise men bringing gifts.
Izazi ziletha izinto.
It all seems nice and sweet and cute.
Konke kubukeka kukuhle kumnandi.
But the verse does not stop there.
Kodwa ivesi alimi lapho.
Unto us a son is given.
Kuthina sinikiwe noma siphiwe umntwana.
We are no longer worshipping a babe in a cradle.
Asisakhonza umntwana ozelwe emkhonjeni.
He is the Son of God who died on a cross.
Uyindodana kaNkulunkulu eyafa esiphambanweni.
And the government will be upon his shoulder.
Ubuso uyokuba semahlombe akhe.
Capital G, the government.
Kondeke kubhalwe ngosonhlamvukazi ukuthi umbuso uyoba semahlombe akhe.
This is getting more threatening. This is why King Herod declared war on the womb. He understood the menace of the manger. There was no room for God in the world he had made. Where is the one who has been born king? We have come to worship him, said the wise men, the Magi from the east. Herod felt that his selfish lifestyle, his comfortable political position, was threatened by this baby born in
Bethlehem.
Gripped by selfishness and a lust for power, Herod sought to murder the Messiah by massacring all still in the manger in
Bethlehem.
Centuries before, Pharaoh had sought to slaughter all the newborn Hebrew boys in Egypt. Today, other pharaohs, other Herods, are waging a war on the womb.
Did
you notice during the lockdown, while churches were closed because we're not essential, abortion clinics were open because they're essential?
COVID lockdown kuvaliwe amasonto avalwa ngoba awabalekile kodwa amaklinika ama abortion lafushulwa khona izizo ayesebenza.
If governments were concerned for life and health, they would shut down the abortion clinics. They wouldn't be shutting down the churches.
Uma uhulumeni wayenakekela impilo wayeyovala amakliniki lafushulwa khona avula amasonto.
Christ was not born a prince. He wasn't born an heir to the throne. He's the only one who's ever been born a king. Born a king. And the government will be upon his shoulder. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is sovereign. He is the final authority. In Eastern Europe, under the communist authorities allowed prayer in the churches, but not in the schools. You could preach your personal piety, but not the Lordship of Christ in all areas of life. Jesus could be Savior of your soul, maybe, but not Lord over your mind, or your life, or your home, or your work, or your community, or your city, or your country. When the Bible speaks of the government's capital G, it is always talking about God's sovereign government. God gives life. He is the one who makes the sun to rise and the food to grow from the earth.
Unkulunkulu uye onguphila, onikeza ukuphila, ulethe ilanga ukuba likhulise itshalo.
We are unbiblical when we attribute sovereign power to any civil political authorities.
Uma thina sibuka noma sicabanga ukuthi amandla nezixazululo ziyovela kuziphathimandla esopolitiki asiqondisi lona iBhayibheli.
How many people put capital G for government when referring to some politicians?
Bangaki abathi mabekhuluma ngombuso, mabekhuluma ngosopolitiki, babize ngosonhlambukazi.
But gospel, they put a small G.
Kodwa mabekhuluma ngombuso wevangeli basebebhala ngosonhlambu oluncane.
When the right state, they put capital S for state, but small S for savior.
Uma bebhala u-state babhala u-S omkhulu, kodwa uma bebhala u-savior umsindisi babhala ngo-S omncane.
That is the Tower of Babel thinking.
Lokho ke impela kusho ubuthaka bokucabanga ngokweBhayibheli.
Civil governments are the servants of God, an agent of wrath to bring punishment on wrongdoers.
Abangabantwana bakaNkulunkulu ilabo noma umbuso abangababusi ilabo abangabantwana bakaNkulunkulu abasindisiwe.
Governors are sent by God to punish those who do wrong.
Ababusi bathunyelwe uNkulunkulu ukuba bajezise laba benza okungalungile.
This picture is from Lausanne in Switzerland. It is in the Palace of Justice. Its title is Justice Lifts the Nations.
Sibekiweke lapha kuhlala khona kugcini kwezobulungiswa kubekiweke kuthiwa ubulungiswa kuyoza ngabantu.
Justice holds the scales of evidence.
Bese kuthiwa ke amajaji yibo abaphethe umbuso ngezandla
zabo. And the sword is pointed down to an open Bible.
Bese inkemba ikhomba phansi ibhekiswe eBhayibhelini
elibhalwe. The city fathers look to justice.
Ubaba wedolobha ubuka kumahluleli.
As people argue their cases before them.
Kube sengathi ke abantu ke bayaphikisana ngecala phambi kwabo.
This is the biblical role of government.
Lokhu ke ku umlando ngokweBhayibheli.
Justice, defense, law and order.
Umthetho, ubulungiswa, bese kuletha i-order.
In the light of the word of God.
Lokho ke masibuka ngokweBhayibheli.
As Jesus declared to the Roman governor Pontius Pilate,
njengalokhu uJesu abeka ngokusobala phambi kwenkosi phambi kombuso kaPilate,
you would have no authority over me unless it had been given to you from above.
Uthi wena awunikwanga amandla phezu kwami ngaphandle kokuba uwanikezwe evela phezulu.
This is the message of the manger.
Lo umbiko wasemkhombeni.
Jesus is Lord.
UJesu uyinkosi.
He is the Lord of all. He is the Lord over all.
Uyinkosi yakho konke ebusa phezu kwakho konke.
He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords.
Uyinkosi yamakhosi.
And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Uyakubizwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu omangalisayo, umahluleli othembekile.
Wonderful Counselor,
umahluleli oyisimanga.
He is all knowing.
Yena owazi konke.
He embodies absolute wisdom.
Ophethe konke ukuhlakanipha.
He is the way, the truth, and the life.
Yena oyindlela neqiniso nophilo.
He hears our prayers. He guides his people. He guides his people.
Uyabaqondisa abantu bakhe.
Mighty God.
UNkulunkulu omangalisayo.
He is all powerful.
Yena amandla onke.
He is God himself.
Yena uNkulunkulu uqobo.
Jesus Christ is Emmanuel, God with us.
uJesu Kristu ungu Immanuel uNkulunkulu onathi.
True God from true God.
uNkulunkulu weqiniso kuNkulunkulu weqiniso.
The incarnation of God, God in human form.
uNkulunkulu esimweni somuntu.
Fully God and fully man.
uNkulunkulu ngokuphelele abe umuntu futhi ngokuphelele.
Light from light.
Kodwa ngokukhanya.
Now ask service witnesses and unbelieving Jews and liberal theologians, ask them to explain this verse. How do they understand these words? We know that this is a verse of Jesus. It's the most popular Christmas verse ever. Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. He is eternal. Without beginning, without end, from everlasting to everlasting. As Father, He is compassionate. He cares for and He provides for and He protects His children. Prince of Peace. There is no peace without the Prince of Peace. Those politicians who think they can achieve peace without Christ are deluded.
The
United Nations cannot even bring peace to Bosnia. How can they bring peace to the world? Only in Christ will we find peace. This is true for us as individuals. As families, as nations, only in Christ can we find true peace. Of the increase of His government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne. And over His kingdom. He will establish it with justice and righteousness from this time forth and forever. The ultimate victory and triumph of Christ's kingdom is inevitable. Nothing can stop it. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of the nations will bow down before Him, for the dominion belongs to the Lord. And He rules over the nations. All kings will bow down to Him. All nations will serve Him. In the time of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed. It will not be left to another people. It will crush all those kingdoms and bring them to an end. But God's kingdom will endure forever. The nations on every shore will worship Him, everyone in their own land. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world for witness to all mankind, and then the end will come.
Lezindaba zombuso kaNkulunkulu ziyokushunyayelwa emhlabeni wonke
The kingdoms of this world and of his Christ, he will reign forever and ever.
Umbuso kaNkulunkulu kulomhlaba nombuso wakhe waphakade uyakuma kuze kube phakade.
This is what the Great Commission calls us to.
Kuyilokho ke.
All authority has been given unto Christ. Therefore we are commanded to make disciples of all nations.
Kuyilokho osibizayo noma lowo osibizayo akasibizela kukho ukuthi size kuye ngokuba umbuso ngowakho oyokuma kuze kube phakade.
Teaching obedience to all things that the Lord has commanded us.
Usifundisa ukuthoba nokulandela imiyalelo yakhe njengalokhu yena uNkulunkulu esifundisa.
There is no authority that is not under Christ.
Awekho amandla noma akukho ukubusa okuyakuma kube khona kungekho ngaphansi.
This is what it means to pray the Lord's Prayer.
Kungilokho kokusho uma ngabe uthandaza umthandazo wenkosi.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Umbuso wakhe mawen intando yakhe mayenziwe emhlabeni njengoba yenziwe ezulwini.
As Isaiah 11 verse 9 declares, the earth will be as full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Isaiah 11 verse 9. Abayikwenza okubi bangachithi entabeni yonke yami engcwele ngokuba umhlaba uyakugcwala ukumazi uJehova njengamanzi asebekela ulwandle.
Every knee shall bow.
Wonke amadolo ayakukho akukhothela.
Every tongue will confess.
Zonke ilimi ziyavula.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
Ukuthi uJesu Kristu uyinkosi.
That includes Muhammad and Mark.
Lokho kufaka ndawonye noMuhammad noMark.
Every knee will have to bow to Christ.
Wonke amadolo ayakumkhothamela uKristu.
This is the message of Christmas.
Lokhu kungumbiko kaKhisimusi.
Not only of a crib.
Hayi nje kuphela okwe-crib.
But also of the cross.
Kodwa nokwesiphambano.
Not only the cross, but also the crown.
Hayi nje isiphambano so kuphela kodwa nomqhele.
At Christmas, we celebrate the advent of the eternal, all-powerful, all-knowing, everywhere present, holy, glorious, creator God who has come into our world.
NgoKhisimusi sonke sisuke sigubha amandla akhe, sigubha inkazimulo yakhe ubungcwele bakhe.
The first recorded reaction to the birth of Christ was from shepherds who returned glorifying God and praising Him for the things they had heard and seen.
Oko umlando waqoswa wokuqala waba ngabafundi bayinkosi lapho abelusi lapho beza bezokhothamela inkosi.
You rejoice that a child is born.
Uyathokoza yini ukuthi inkosi izelwe na?
But do you recognize that she is Emmanuel?
Ngabe uyavuma yini ukuthi
God with us,
uNkulunkulu phakathi
kwethu, the Son of God,
indodana kaNkulunkulu?
Do you submit to his government?
Ngabe uyavuma uyathoba yini phansi kobuholi bakhe na?
Do you obey him as the Lord of your life?
Ngabe uyamthoba uyamhlonipha yini ukuthi uyinkosi yempilo yakho na?
Is he your wonderful counselor?
Ngabe ungumaluleki welungileyo wempilo yakho na?
Is he your mighty God?
Ngabe unguNkulunkulu omangalisayo na?
Is he your everlasting Father?
Ngabe ungubaba wakho wangunaphakade na?
Is he the Prince of Peace in your life?
Ngabe uyinkosi yokuthula empilweni yakho na?
If so, rejoice.
Uma kunjalo, thokoza.
His government will never end.
Umbuso wakhe awuyuphela.
His kingdom will endure forever.
Umbuso wakhe uyaphila kuze kube phakade.
Of the increase of his government of peace there will be no end.
Uma umbuso wakhe ukhulu uyokhula njalo awuyakuba nasiphetho.
The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank and praise you for who you are. For what you have done. For your mercy, for your grace. Lord God, how we pray that you would be merciful to us. Forgive us our sins. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, help us to surrender to you and to obey you. King of kings, Lord of lords, wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of peace, Lord, we bow before you. We give you thanks. We pray that you may be Lord of our lives. We surrender to you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.